Word of God. What is it? I can tell you it is found and recorded for us in the Bible. For it is spoken by God in the beginning, then for a while through the prophets, and finally by Jesus himself. Can we trust in it? Can we rely on it? Let's listen in as God reveals himself with his words. John chapter 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the Word was made flesh, and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. 1 John 1. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled, of the word of life. That which we have seen and heard declare we unto you, that you also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father, and with his Son, Jesus Christ. And these things write we unto you, that your joy may be full. This then is the message which we have heard of him, and declare unto you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. Revelation 19. And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. Exodus 19. And Moses came and called for the elders of the people, and laid before their faces all these words which the Lord commanded him. And all the people answered together and said, "All that the Lord has spoken, we will do." And Moses returned the words of the people unto the Lord. Deuteronomy 8. And he humbled thee, and suffered thee to hunger, and fed thee with manna, which thou knewest not, neither did thy fathers know, that he might make thee know that man does not live by bread only, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of the Lord. Deuteronomy 30. But the word is very nigh unto thee, in thy mouth and in thy heart, that thou mayest do it. 1 Samuel 3. And the child Samuel ministered unto the Lord before Eli. And the word of the Lord was precious in those days. There was no open vision. And the Lord appeared again in Shiloh. For the Lord revealed himself to Samuel in Shiloh by the word of the Lord. 1 Kings 8. Blessed be the Lord, that has given rest unto his people, Israel, according to all that he promised. There has not failed one word of all his good promise, which he promised by the hand of Moses, his servant. 1 Kings 17. And the woman said to Elijah, "Now by this I know that thou art a man of God, and that the word of the Lord in thy mouth is truth." Psalm 12. The words of the Lord are pure words, as silver, tried in a furnace of earth, purified seven times. Psalm 18. As for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is tried. He is a buckler to all those that put their trust in him. Psalm 33. For the word of the Lord is right, and all his works are done in truth. By the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all the host of them by the breath of his mouth. For he spoke, and it was done. He commanded, and it stood fast. Psalm 56. What time I am afraid, I will trust in thee. In God I will praise his word. In God I have put my trust. I will not fear what flesh can do unto me. Psalm 68. The Lord gave the word. Great was the company of those that published it. Psalm 78. Give ear, O my people, to my law. Incline your ears to the words of my mouth. I will open my mouth in a parable. I will utter dark sayings of old. Psalm 103. Bless the Lord, ye his angels, that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of his word. Bless ye the Lord, all his hosts, ye ministers of his, that do his pleasure. Psalm 105. He hath remembered his covenant forever, the word which he commanded to a thousand generations. Psalm 106. Yea, they despised the pleasant land. They believed not his word, but murmured in their tents, and hearkened not unto the voice of the Lord. Psalm 107. He sent his word and healed them, and delivered them from their destructions. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Psalm 119. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. Thy word have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against thee. I will delight myself in thy statutes. I will not forget thy word. Deal bountifully with thy servant, Lord, that I may live and keep thy word. Open thou mine eyes, that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law. I am a stranger in the earth. Hide not thy commandments from me. My soul cleaveth unto the dust. Quicken thou me according to thy word. My soul melts for heaviness. Strengthen me according unto thy word. Psalm 119. Establish thy word unto thy servant, who is devoted to thy fear. Turn away my reproach, which I fear, for thy judgments are good. Behold, I have longed after thy precepts. Quicken me in thy righteousness. Let thy mercies come also unto me, O Lord, even thy salvation, according to thy word. So shall I have wherewith to answer him that reproacheth me, for I trust in thy word. And take not the word of truth utterly out of my mouth, for I have hoped in thy judgments. Psalm 119. This is my comfort in my affliction, for thy word has quickened me. I entreated thy favor with my whole heart. Be merciful unto me according to thy word. I thought on my ways, and turned my feet unto thy testimonies. I made haste, and delayed not to keep thy commandments. The bands of the wicked have robbed me, but I have not forgotten thy law. Thou hast dealt well with thy servant, O Lord, according unto thy word. Teach me good judgment and knowledge, for I have believed thy commandments. Before I was afflicted, I went astray, but now have I kept thy word. Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. How sweet are thy words unto my taste, yea, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet, and a light unto my path. Thou art my hiding place, my shield, I hope in thy word. Mine eyes fail for thy salvation, for the word of thy righteousness. Therefore, I love thy commandments above gold, yea, above fine gold. The entrance of thy words giveth light. It giveth understanding unto the simple. The word is very pure. Therefore, thy servant loves it. Mine eyes prevent the night watches, that I might meditate in thy word. Thou art near, O Lord, and all thy commandments are truth. Salvation is far from the wicked, for they seek not thy statutes. Thy word is truth from the beginning, and every one of thy righteous judgments endureth forever. I rejoice at thy word, as one that finds great spoil. Great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. My tongue shall speak of thy word, for all thy commandments are righteousness. Psalm 138. I will worship toward thy holy temple, and praise thy name for thy loving kindness, and for thy truth. For thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name. All the kings of the earth shall praise thee, O Lord, when they hear the words of thy mouth. Psalm 147. He sendeth forth his commandment upon the earth. His word runs very swiftly. Proverbs chapter 1. Turn you at my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you. I will make known my words unto you. Proverbs 2. My son, if thou wilt receive my words, and hide my commandments with thee, so that thou incline thine ear unto wisdom, and apply thy heart to understanding, yea, if thou criest after knowledge, and lift up thy voice for understanding, if you seek her as silver, and search for her as for hid treasures, then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord, and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord gives wisdom, out of his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. Proverbs 4. Get wisdom, get understanding, forget it not. Neither decline from the words of my mouth. Forsake her not, and she shall preserve thee. Love her, and she shall keep thee. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore get wisdom, and with all thy getting, get understanding. My son, attend to my words. Incline thy ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart. For they are life to those that find them, and health to all their flesh. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Proverbs 8. All the words of my mouth are in righteousness. There is nothing froward or perverse in them. They are all plain to him that understandeth, and right to them that find knowledge. Receive my instruction, and not silver, and knowledge rather than choice gold. For wisdom is better than rubies, and all the things that may be desired are not to be compared to it. Proverbs 13. Whoso despiseth the word shall be destroyed, but he that fears the commandment shall be rewarded. The law of the wise is a fountain of life, to depart from the snares of death. Good understanding giveth favor, but the way of the transgressor is hard. Proverbs 30. Every word of God is pure. He is a shield unto them that put their trust in him. Add thou not unto his words, lest he reprove thee, and thou be found a liar. Isaiah 5. Therefore, as the fire devours the stubble, and the flame consumeth the chaff, so their roots shall be as rottenness, and their blossom shall go up as dust, because they have cast away the law of the Lord of hosts, and despised the word of the Holy One of Israel. Isaiah 28. And the word of the Lord was unto them precept upon precept, line upon line, here a little, and there a little, that they might go and fall backward, and be broken, and snared, and taken. Wherefore, hear the word of the Lord, you scornful men, that rule this people which is in Jerusalem. Isaiah 30. And thine ears shall hear a word behind thee, saying, this is the way, walk ye in it. When you turn to the right hand, and when you turn to the left. Isaiah 55. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain comes down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but it waters the earth, and makes it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower, and bread to the eater. So shall my word be, that goeth forth out of my mouth, it shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. Jeremiah 1. Then said the Lord unto me, thou hast well seen, for I will hasten my word to perform it. Jeremiah 15. Thy words were found, and I did eat them. And thy word was unto me the joy and rejoicing of mine heart. For I am called by thy name, O Lord God of hosts. Jeremiah 23. Is not my word like as a fire, saith the Lord, and like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces? Ezekiel 12. Therefore say unto them, thus saith the Lord God, there shall none of my words be prolonged any more, but the word which I have spoken shall be done, saith the Lord God. Ezekiel 33. So thou, O son of man, I have set thee a watchman unto the house of Israel. Therefore thou shalt hear the word at my mouth, and warn them from me. Joel 2. And the Lord shall utter his voice before his army, for his camp is very great, for he is strong that executeth his word. For the day of the Lord is great and very terrible, and who can abide in it? Zechariah 12. The burden of the word of the Lord for Israel. Thus saith the Lord, which stretcheth forth the heavens, and lays the foundation of the earth, and formeth the spirit of man within him.
The prince of darkness has no place in me. I belong to Jesus. The prince of darkness has no place in me. I belong to Jesus. Keep my eyes on Jesus.
A measure of faith has been given to me. I put my trust in Jesus. A measure of faith has been given to me. I put my trust in Jesus.
Matthew chapter 4. But he answered and said, It is written, Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Matthew 8. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that thou should come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. When the even was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils. And he cast out the spirits with his word, and he healed all that were sick, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, Himself took our infirmities, and bare our sicknesses. Matthew 24. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. Mark 4. The sower soweth the word, and these are they by the wayside, where the word is sown. But when they have heard, Satan cometh immediately and takes away the word that was sown in their hearts. And these are they likewise which are sown on stony ground, who, when they have heard the word, immediately receive it with gladness, and have no root in themselves, so they endure but for a time. Afterward, when affliction or persecution arises for the word's sake, immediately they are offended. And these are they which are sown among thorns, such as hear the word, and the cares of this world, and the deceitfulness of riches, and the lusts of other things entering in, choke the word, and it becomes unfruitful. And these are they which are sown on good ground, such as hear the word, and receive it, and bring forth fruit, some 30-fold, some 60, and some 100. Mark 7. Making the word of God of none effect through your tradition, which you have delivered, and many such like things you do. Mark 8. Whosoever therefore shall be ashamed of me and of my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of him also shall the Son of Man be ashamed, when he comes in the glory of his Father with his holy angels. Mark 16. And they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them, and confirming the word with signs following. Luke 1. And Mary said, Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed from her. Luke 4. And all bare him witness, and wondered at the gracious words which proceeded out of his mouth. And they said, Is this not Joseph's son? And they were all amazed, and spake among themselves, saying, What a word is this! For with authority and power he commanded the unclean spirits, and they came out. Luke 8. But that on the good ground are they, which in an honest and good heart, having heard the word, keep it, and bring forth fruit with patience. And he answered and said unto them, My mother and my brethren are these which hear the word of God and do it. Luke 10. And she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. Luke 11. But he said, Yea, rather, blessed are they that hear the word of God and keep it. Luke 20. And they could not take hold of his words before the people, and they marveled at his answer, and held their peace. John chapter 4. Jesus said unto him, Go thy way, thy son liveth. And the man believed the word that Jesus had spoken unto him, and he went his way. And as he was now going down, his servants met him and told him, saying, Thy son liveth. John 5. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that hears my word, and believeth on him that sent me, has everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. And the Father himself, which has sent me, hath borne witness of me. You have neither heard his voice at any time, nor seen his shape. And you have not his word abiding in you, for whom he hath sent, him you believe not. John 6. It is the Spirit that quickeneth, the flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit, and they are life. Then Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. John 8. Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, If you continue in my word, then you are my disciples indeed. I know that you are Abraham's seed, but you seek to kill me, because my word has no place in you. He that is of God hears God's words. Ye therefore hear them not, because you are not of God. John 12. He that rejecteth me and receives not my words has one that judges him. The word that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last day. For I have spoken not of myself, but the Father which sent me. He gave me a commandment, what I should say, and what I should speak. And I know that his commandment is life everlasting. Whatsoever I speak, therefore, even as the Father said unto me, so I speak. John 14. Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my words. And my Father will love him, and we will come unto him, and make our abode with him. John 15. Now you are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. John 17. I have given them thy word, and the world hath hated them, because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. Acts chapter 2. Then they that gladly received his word were baptized, and the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. Acts 4. And when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spoke the word of God with boldness. Acts 5. Go, stand and speak in the temple to the people all the words of this life. Acts 6. Then the 12 called the multitude of the disciples unto them and said, it is not reason that we should leave the word of God and serve tables, but we will give ourselves continually to prayer and to the ministry of the word. And the word of God increased, and the number of the disciples multiplied in Jerusalem greatly, and a great company of the priests were obedient to the faith. Acts 8. Therefore they that were scattered abroad went everywhere preaching the word. Acts 10. The word which God sent unto the children of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ. He is Lord of all. That word, I say, you know, which was published throughout all Judea and began from Galilee after the baptism which John preached, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. While Peter yet spoke these words, the Holy Ghost fell on all them which heard the word. Acts 11. Then remembered I the word of the Lord, how he said, John indeed baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost. Acts 12. But the word of God grew and multiplied. Acts chapter 13. Men and brethren, children of the stock of Abraham, and whosoever among you feareth God, to you is the word of this salvation sent. Then Paul and Barnabas waxed bold and said, it was necessary that the word of God should first have been spoken to you, but seeing you put it from you and judge yourselves unworthy of everlasting life, lo, we turn to the Gentiles. And the word of the Lord was published throughout all the region. Acts 19. So mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. Acts 20. And now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all them which are sanctified. I have showed you all things, how that so laboring you ought to support the weak, and to remember the words of the Lord Jesus, how he said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. Romans 10. But what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith, which we preach. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. 1 Corinthians 2. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Galatians 6. Let him that is taught in the word communicate unto him that teacheth in all good things. Ephesians 1. In whom you also trusted, after that you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that you believed, you were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. Ephesians 5. That he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word. Ephesians 6. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Colossians 3. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. 1 Thessalonians 1. For our gospel came not unto you in word only, but also in power, and in the Holy Ghost, and in much assurance, as ye know what manner of men we were among you for your sake. And you became followers of us, and of the Lord, having received the word in much affliction, with joy of the Holy Ghost. 1 Thessalonians 2. For this cause also thank we God without ceasing, because when you received the word of God which you heard of us, you received it not as the word of men, but as it is, in truth, the word of God, which effectually works also in you that believe. 2 Thessalonians 3. Finally, brethren, pray for us, that the word of the Lord may have free course and be glorified, even as it is with you. 1 Timothy 4. For every creature of God is good, and nothing to be refused, if it be received with thanksgiving. For it is sanctified by the word of God and prayer. 1 Timothy 5. Let the elders that rule well be counted worthy of double honor, especially they who labor in the word and doctrine. 1 Timothy 6. If any man teach otherwise, and consent not to wholesome words, even the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, and to the doctrine which is according to godliness. 2 Timothy 1. Hold fast the form of sound words, which thou hast heard of me, in faith and love which is in Christ Jesus. 2 Timothy 2. Wherein I suffer trouble, as an evildoer, even unto bonds, but the word of God is not bound. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needs not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. 2 Timothy 4. Preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. Hebrews 1. Who being the brightness of his glory, and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. Hebrews 4. For unto us was the gospel preached, as well as unto them. But the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Hebrews 5. For everyone that useth milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. But strong meat belongs to them that are of full age, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. Hebrews 11. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. James chapter 1. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Of his own will begat he us with the word of truth, that we should be a kind of firstfruits of his creatures. Wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath. But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. 1 Peter 1. Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. But the word of the Lord endureth forever, and this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you. 1 Peter 2. As newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word, that you may grow thereby. 2 Peter 3. But the heavens and the earth which are now, by the same word are kept in store, reserved unto fire against the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. 1 John 1. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. 1 John 2. But whosoever keeps his word, in him verily is the love of God perfected. Hereby know we that we are in him. I have written unto you, fathers, because you have known him that is from the beginning. I have written unto you, young men, because you are strong, and the word of God abideth in you, and you have overcome the wicked one. Revelation 1. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him, to show unto his servants things which must shortly come to pass, and he sent and signified it by his angel unto his servant John, who bare record of the word of God, and of the testimony of Jesus Christ, and of all things that he saw. Revelation 6. And when he had opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of them that were slain for the word of God, and for the testimony which they held. Revelation 12. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto the death. Revelation 21. And he that sat upon the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, Write this, for these words are true and faithful. And he said unto me, It is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. In closing, I just want to say, Father, I thank you for this word. I honor it as your will for me, as it strengthens me for your work. Open my eyes to your word, O Lord. For this day, I choose to put your word first place in my life. I love you, Father, and thank you for all your great and precious ways. In Jesus' name, amen.
It's time to believe in God. It is time to believe what He says is true. It is time to believe in God's holy word. It is time to believe in what we've heard. That Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, died on the cross to save the lost. And Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, rose again to take away our sin, all of our sin. It is time.